5910.
Hello, everybody. It's Izzy Lyman, and you're coming on the last section of our show, but we have an awesome guest for this grand finale section, I'm going to call it. Representative Neil Friske's on the line. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning, Izzy. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Oh, can't complain. It's a beautiful sunny day in northern Michigan.
Yes, right? We love those, any of them. So,
that's
anyway.
For sure.
So this is Immigration Monday, Neil. I christened it that, and we've been mostly talking about the topic just because it's become critically important and it's become very relevant in Michigan, as you well know. But I wanted to have you on the show first to talk about your trip to the southern border recently. Fill us in, like, where'd you go, who'd you go with, what'd you see?
Yeah, so Representatives Matt Maddox, Steve Cara, and myself went down to Eagle Pass, Texas. We flew into San Antonio and then rented a vehicle and drove down to Eagle Pass and spent about 2.5 days there. It was a very enlightening experience.
What grabbed you the most? What was, like, you didn't expect this, that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, when we headed down there, we went there with the intention of trying to do things out of the norm of most people that visit that area. If you go to Eagle Pass, down there in Shelby Park, they've got this big media tent set up. And typically when people go there, they're going there for photo ops. They just go there and get a few pictures taken, do a little splash, and they leave. And we didn't do that at all. We went past that a couple different times. We went there to drive around, to talk to people, to really get a feel, get boots on the ground, and really see exactly what's going on down there. And that's exactly what we did. The second day, we drove down to Del Rio, and that traveled back and forth from Eagle Pass to there. You know, we observed several things. We saw all kinds of Border Patrol people. We stopped and talked to people. We got off the highway and drove down trails, just looking around at different things. And one of the most obvious visual alarming things was the amount of trash that, I've got tons of pictures where these hot pockets are, where a lot of people cross. They cross the river, and in different times of the year, some of it's intentional, like they had the dams opened up a little bit, so the water level was considerably deeper than it normally was. And so these people come across, and for the most part, they get soaked. And now when we were down there, it was kind of a nice little break in the weather. It was pretty nice. But, you know, this was happening all winter long when it was, you know, 30 degrees and stuff like that. So these people would come across. However they do it, they either have backpacks they hold above their heads, or they put them in a plastic garbage bag or something. They have dry clothes with them. So they get to the other side, and they change, and they just leave everything laying there. And, I mean, we're talking about mountains of clothes and trash, just everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, underwear, personal products, just anything and everything is just all laying there. And then there was a kind of a pavilion right up from the Shelby Park where they actually, somebody had been working on gathering some of it. There were several hundred of these huge cardboard totes just full of that stuff. But there's just so much of it just laying everywhere. And so if you ever wonder where people are kind of crossing, just look for that stuff, and it's really obvious. So that was very interesting. And then the other thing, too, that, you know, the general public doesn't have any way of knowing this, but, you know, these people all are working together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the coyotes, the cartel from the Mexican side, they communicate on a regular basis with the Border Patrol and the National Guard people that are on our side, you know, telling them what they're up to. Oh, we got people coming, you know, this or that and the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now, if you get out in the country, that's kind of in the more remote areas are where the like really bad people are crossing, people that are smuggling drugs or, you know, human trafficking and stuff like that. But for the masses of those people, they're just, they're looking to come across where somebody will see them immediately. And they just walk right up to them. You know, it's not like they're trying to sneak around and hide from people. As soon as they see somebody, they just walk right up to them. Up, oh, here we are. We're here for asylum. And that's that. And so, unfortunately, our own side included, the majority of these people don't even really want this to end. There's so much money in this. You know, everybody's getting paid. And that's the sad part. Obviously for some of these communities down there, you know, they have had enough. You know, it's ruining their communities. We were driving around town and we saw a yard with the Trump flag. So, oh, this got to be a good guy. We'll stop and talk to him. Went and knocked on his door. Oddly enough, he's actually a retired Border Patrol agent. And he shared all kinds of stuff with us. He showed us video from his Ring cameras on his home where, you know, people just constantly, you know, in the middle of the night, they're walking around his place. He had a big motor home in his yard that he had to cover up and secure because they were trying to get in it. They were trying to take stuff off it. And, you know, these people come here with nothing, and then they've got to survive. You know, so our government's doing a good job of taking care of them. But at the same time, you know, they've got an immediate need. They come with nothing. Yes. And, you know, so, you know, there's a huge processing center right there in Eagle Pass that we went to. And like that, the gentleman there that we talked to, he said it costs $1 million a day to have that facility open. And it's just crazy. Now, when we were there, there's absolutely nothing going on there. We were there right at the end of January, first part of February. I forget the exact dates we went. And they said that like a couple months previous is when it was like really the hot time. In the last couple months, it had slowed down a lot. The last day we were there, we finally, one of our things we really wanted to witness firsthand was some people coming across. And we did. The last morning that we were there, we had to get back to San Antonio to fly out at 4 o'clock. We were actually getting a little tour in the truck there at the Eagle Pass or at Shelby Park. And there was a lady and her four kids that had just breached the wire there. And so we got to kind of observe that. You know, so like people like that, obviously they're harmless, but at the same time, you know, there's just millions that have come across. And on the Mexican side, the ground is just littered with IDs. You know, they get to the Mexican side, they leave their IDs on the ground. You know, Izzy Lyman leaves her ID there. She comes across the river, and now she's Jane Doe. You know, so there's no way to know anything about these people. You can't look anything up about them because you don't know who they really are. You don't know anything about them. They give you whatever name they want to give you, and that's that. And so it's really, it's an extremely unfortunate thing because, you know, and I had a few people, a few of my loyal haters, you know, that wanted to try to give me a hard time. What are you doing down there in Texas? Good grief. That's not Michigan's problem. What are you doing down there? Well, actually it is our problem.
It
you
is.
Know, just a week ago, I guess maybe it's been now 2 weeks ago, there was that busload of 19 that got picked up in Traverse City. You know, and that's not the first group that's come to Traverse City. We know that there's been other people that have come to Traverse City. You know, down in Detroit, the homeless shelters there have a serious problem. They're totally overrun with these illegals that the homeless people are now totally displaced and don't have anywhere to stay. And so it's a huge problem. You know, it's a huge problem. I mean, we saw, you know, our governors, you know, pleading with people to take some of these people into their home and help them out. It's like, no. How about they just go back where they came from, you know? And we're not against people coming to this country that want to come here, be a part of our society and you know, and be a positive influence. But, you know, come the right way, come through the legal process that we have set up, and you're welcome here. But to just come, you know, because they're coming from all over the world. It's not just, you know, it's not just Mexican people or people, because that's their breach point. So there's Chinese, there's people from the Middle East that fly into Mexico and then they come across.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's the craziest we've ever seen it.
Exactly.
And this sounds like a very transformative experience for you, because like you're saying, this immigration business is very much impacting our state. So I personally appreciate that you did that to get to see it firsthand, to glean from it, to perhaps advocate for making Michigan a very tough state for illegal immigration.
Exactly. Yep. We're actually working on some legislation. I mean, I'm sure it's not going to go anywhere, but we're working on some legislation that would make it, against the law to be an illegal alien in our state.
Right.
Because that way, the local law enforcement could prosecute. Because right now, it's a federal issue. The only people that can touch those people and do anything with them is the Border Patrol, a federal agency. Mm. And even down there. So, there's all these National Guard people that are stationed all over the place, and all they really are is just kind of like a lookout, because as soon as they see somebody, they get on the radio, they contact the Texas police, actually, the Department of Public Safety. They're the first point of contact. Well, then they come and confirm, oh, yep, there's a lady and four kids. Yep, because that's exactly what happened. We watched it. There's a lady and four kids. So then they call the Border Patrol. Then the Border Patrol comes, and they're the ones that pick them up and take them to the processing facility and do what they do with them. And so, they can't, nobody else, these other people can't even touch them, And that's the problem with, on top of it, with the whole system. Not only are they coming, but all these people are handcuffed and can't do anything about it.
Right. And we all speculate, and I think correctly, that these are just future Democratic voters.
Correct.
Right. Correct. I mean, yep. Not everybody, but the vast majority and those who engage. And, again, you bring that many people in and they don't assimilate. And you may get some Democratic voters, but you also may colonize entire sections and regions of the United States so that you, liberal, you may not like it anymore.
Right.
Right.
Yep. Well, no. And that does happen. We've seen that with several of the different radical policies that got pushed through last year. All of a sudden now their own people are like, wait a minute, that's just a little
yes.
Stop, Yeah,
yes.
We don't know about that, So, and it was ironic. We talked to, we stopped at a Representative Maddock is a bail bondsman. That's his personal business. And so we stopped at a bail bonds office there just to talk to people, because he obviously had something in common with them. And the lady that was running the desk there, she said, I am a lifelong Democrat, she said, but I'm getting ready to vote for Trump for my third time. And she said, because we just can't take this anymore. It's just out of control.
Neil, Representative Priske, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Izzy. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yes, absolutely. That was a great discussion. We'll be back after the break.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith, and call 231-838-5571.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, it's the final hour of the show. We have a text line still, 231-758-7707. And I asked Representative Frisky to stay on the line for a couple more minutes because I felt like I abruptly ended that great discussion. I wanted to also give him a chance to give some contact information or upcoming events, perhaps, that you have planned, Neil?
Yes. Well, thank you. Anybody can always reach out to my office. Down in Lansing, and my official website is, or the email address is neilfriske@mi.gov, and reach out to me with any concerns or questions you have, and we'll be glad to help you or converse with you about whatever it is. I have some office hours coming up. I'm going to be in Boyne City this coming Friday, and then the following Monday I am going to be in Petoskey, I think.
Oh.
I'm looking forward to that.
Any special events, like besides just, you know, a meet and greet? Because you do really good special events, by the way.
Yeah, well, thank you. I am going to be having my second annual Freedom Shoot on May 31st. That's a little ways out yet, but that's something that people can start thinking about and putting on their calendars. That'll be at the Charlevoix Rod and Gun Club. So we're starting to gear up and plan for that. Looking forward to that. That's a really fun event, a lot of fun, and just good fun shooting, good fellowship with like-minded people. So looking forward to that.
Okay. Sounds good. All sounds good. We will keep your Facebook page and your Twitter account, all those things that you do to keep us informed. And I have to say, I am always impressed at how quickly you respond to your constituents. That is like unbelievably how quickly you respond.
Well, we try hard, you know, and I know we're not batting 1,000 on that, but we try really hard and try to get back with people. Cause at the end of the day, you know, especially as a Republican serving in the minority, it's sometimes hard to feel overly effective when you're in that position. So the least I can do is be very responsive and communicated with my constituents. And help them with any needs or concerns that they have. So we work really hard at that. So I appreciate that compliment. Mm-hmm. I guess we're doing a good job of that.
Oh, absolutely. And just in closing, do you think we have a shot at the House this year?
I do. I think our chances are as good as they could ever be expected to be. Obviously, with the presidential election and the popularity and the momentum that that President Trump has got going, I think there's going to be a huge voter turnout. And if there is, it's going to be, I think, to our advantage. So I think our chances are very good. There might be a seat or two we could lose, too. But I think our chances are very good, and we're really looking forward to the campaign season and to getting some more Republicans elected. And we won't be able to turn the state upside down, but if the House can get the majority back, at least we can block all this ridiculous stuff that they're pushing through.
Like, you didn't vote for the Crown Act, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
For sure. Neil, it is always a pleasure. I am really appreciative you came on this morning and closed the show with a strong closing. Thank you so much.
You bet. Well, Izzy, it's always a pleasure to be on with you. I appreciate you thinking about me when you're filling in for Randy. So, I'm just really, I love living in Northern Michigan. I love representing the people in the 107th District. I feel like I've done exactly what I promised the people that I would do in my first term. And hopefully that's resonated well with people, and they'll support me and reelect me for another term. So I consider it an honor and a privilege to serve the people of Michigan. And I'm very humbled by the opportunity to do that. So it's a real blessing and privilege for me.
Absolutely. And we know that it's got its hard side, too, with some of your critics, for sure. So we're very grateful to you for standing in the gap for all of us.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. And have a great rest of the day.
Thanks. You too.
Yes. Thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, we're about to close out the show. And I just want to thank you. If you stuck with all the whole show or part of it or any of it, thank you. And I hope that you were persuaded to thinking about being a border hawk if you're not already, with some of our great guests, their stories, what they're doing. Because really, it's going to have to come from more and more of the grassroots speaking out. As you have seen all around the country, people are starting to pay attention to this issue. People are going to the meetings. People are fierce in their opposition. And that sometimes fierce is good. Fierce is very good. So we hope that more of you today were engaged and interested. And again, you can always text me after the show if you missed a link or a website or a person's name or any of that. Feel very free. And I'll just give out my text number one more time. 231-758-7707, 231-758-7707. Feel free, let me know. Maybe you want some of my victims' literature. It's for free, by the way. Maybe you want more information about My Pure Health Solutions. Again, we're good to go. We are going to offer you that information. Don't be shy about reaching out. And as for me, I will be back on Wednesday with a whole new crew of guests and topics, and I look forward to being back with you then. In the meantime, have a great day and enjoy the sunshine. I'm Izzy Lyman.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in